All right, stop the fun.
9:39. And again, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, live from the Musers Campout. Night number two. The whole gang is around the campfire.
Right?
Man, all my favorite.
Are you feeling it yet, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wobbling.
He's drunk?
He's on number five right now. He's on beer number five.
Are you drunk?
I'm on shot number 44.
But a beer.
It's not, what, can you imagine if it wasn't beer? I'm doing it. I'm doing 60 shots of whiskey.
Raiders of the Lost Ark scene.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-oh.
So you're drunk?
Have you ever slammed a beer before, though, like shotgunned a beer or never?
Never.
Wow.
Wow, this is something.
Can you do the president's trick?
What's that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wait for the president when you're born
we'll
in
Kenny, Washington.
Ooh. We'll go 78 Cowboys against the president.
No.
Deathmatch.
No.
Yes.
At 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
for the 2300. Awesome.
You guys throwing some money.
All right, let's go to the phone again. How about that?
Or
what do you mean?
I'm throwing the deer on the fire, George.
No, you're not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Good evening, ma'am. It's the Measers Campout. Who do you think the Titans take at number 8?
You know who hates when we take calls from girls other than Giorgio?
Who?
Other girls.
Yeah, they do.
Why do girls
is that
hate
true? What's
hearing
your name?
Other girls call?
Because they're jealous anytime another girl gets attention.
They just want attention from you guys.
What's your name, sweetheart?
This is Ashley.
Leslie?
Ashley.
Ashley. I'm sorry.
Oh, Ashley. All right.
Are you saying Shasty?
Okay, Rhymes. How old are you, Ashley?
24, and the other one's 25. You may have met us at the great game.
Oh, Ashley and who else? Who's the other one?
Ashley and Ashley.
Oh, I thought I heard Leslie. Okay, I'm not drunk.
There's two girls online at the same time?
Yeah, two girls. All right, what are y'all doing tonight?
They just call up and say whatever y'all want.
It's Ashley and Ashley listening to the ticket.
Yeah.
Do you hate when other girls call?
No, we can laugh. No, we laugh. Because we know that they haven't met y'all and they don't love y'all like
y'all
we do.
Y'all got the same voice.
What would you do?
You have the same problem that Ben and Skin have.
What?
Same voice?
Don't worry about it.
What would you two girls do to Bob Sturm right now?
That seemed like more of a Pugs and Kelly problem.
Same cycle?
You think they had same voice?
Yeah,
Marge Simpson.
Both had Marge Simpson voice, kind of.
Huh.
What's so funny?
Kelly, where are we going to go? You guys ever listen to Ron and Don?
We have
listened
to Ron.
Oh, wow.
Oh, part of the faithful love.
I thought I'd be dating him. 24, I mean, not dating. But.
Didn't Don change his name to Jake and start doing nights?
Where'd you guys go to high school?
I went to Bryan Adams.
Whoa!
Yay.
Cougars!
Cougar. I'm really hood.
Summer
of everything I do.
Where did the other perfect? If we had the guitars, Georgia, we could have gone into the songs.
Where did the
Bryan Adams?
Where'd the smart one go?
Oh, rude! Where did you go?
Where'd you go? Where'd the other one go?
Where's Mike
Ryan
at? Where's Daddy?
Mike
Ryan. Daddy.
Oh, gross! Rhymes. Gross! Gross!
Rhymes. This girl wants to talk.
Daddy's getting
She's
loaded.
She's calling you daddy.
Daddy.
Hey, no, are you let's talk about your areolas. Are they like pepperoni red or bubblegum pink?
Oh, bubblegum pink.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of an Italian guy.
Do you have sex with each other?
What does that mean, Corby?
What was your problem?
What's that, Craig?
You like them pepperoni red?
You had a Mavericks game once. Remember when that lady passed
out? Oh, hey, do you remember Corby? She saw you at a Mavericks game once.
What was the score?
What am I supposed to
do? He had really good seats.
Wait a minute.
She passed out when she was trying to get nachos. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I remember you. Oh, my God.
So fake.
I do. Yeah, this lady passed out. We were standing in line to get... Was that with my kid?
Made up.
41.
Made up.
Was what? Oh, forget it. Well, anyway, it's good to see you again.
Well, you don't see her. She's on the phone.
We should go to more Mavericks.
I'm amazed
together.
The last two nights, how many girls in their 20s listen to the ticket? 21, 24.
Does it turn you on?
Oh, yeah. Like that, I'm just kind of amazed.
Like they're Mercuricome red or like salami marbled red.
Oh, my God.
Tricky Barbie, I don't have nipples.
You don't, I'm sorry?
You don't have them?
That's weird.
No, I'm like a Barbie doll.
Weird. That's underrated.
Yeah, I used to wear Barbie dolls out.
What's the last movie you saw?
Pardon?
Nipless in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
What?
You need to leave.
What's the last movie?
That's the worst.
The drunk guy's laughing at me.
That's the worst joke ever.
You have to have 72 shots of beer to laugh at that joke.
You're laughing at that?
He's laughing at everything now.
He's 48 shots in.
Oh, the worst joke ever.
All right, now we're getting somewhere with Ryan.
Get him a headset.
Come on, Ryan, join me in the conversation.
Leslie and Ashley, are you guys roommates?
Leslie and Ashley.
Why is Mike's mic?
What's your first name? Leslie?
We're doing great.
No, two Ashleys. Ashley and Ashley.
Ashley and Ashley.
Really? God, really? It took you this long to figure that out?
No, no, no.
Never going to make you cry.
See? Not Ashley.
We had the guitars.
We could have gone right into it.
What's that, Bob?
Wait, Bob said it was Ashley.
Ashley. He's saying Rick Ashley.
Are there two S's in Ashley?
Same thing over there.
Ashley?
We had the guitars. We could have gone right into it.
Are you saying Ashley?
No, not
like Pan?
Is it Pam?
Is it Ashley with an E-I-G-H?
No.
What a what? Corby's slurring his words.
Yeah, like about you. All right, spelling bee time.
Hey, are you girls going to stick around for the Hitler seance?
Or not having that. Stop bringing that up. No good can come from that.
Norm like that now. Norm hasn't had a thing.
Don't you think if he was to be tried for his crimes, finally, that would be good that would come from it? George just keeps saying this definitive statement that he can't prove.
Nothing good can come from a Hitler seance.
Yeah, time, go.
All right, what about that, Giorgio? You have to answer that charge.
I think he paid for it. He shot himself in the head.
Allegedly.
So that's okay? You can kill 8 million people as long as you kill yourself afterwards? It's
fine. If you're not...
So you're exonerating Hitler now.
Yeah, so you say...
I'm saying I don't think you can bring him back to life after 80 years. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's obvious what you're doing.
This whole camp out was just where you could exonerate Hitler.
Ashley, what do you think of...
You dragged us out here for that?
What do you think of George's opinion of...
Not funny. Not funny.
It's all right.
Go ahead.
We drove 2 hours for that.
That's what this is all about. That's all George's master plan.
I need another beer.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, someone get Ryan one more beer.
You don't have to go to do all this.
Seriously,
trouble.
Though, why do you talk about Hitler
all
so much?
All these microphones?
Jeez.
All this setup and planning.
You could have just called us and told us that you had exonerated him.
Keith, who's been talking about Hitler all day long. And that is a little strange that he talks about him all day long and keeps bringing it up.
The stakes, everything.
Don't put it on me. This is Gordo's bit.
But he's paid his price.
All the taxidermy?
Giorgio.
No, I'm just saying you can't bring him back to life, so it's a ridiculous conversation. If he was brought back, of course he should be put on trial. But
okay, that's what we want to do.
But you said he's already paid.
14 idiots sitting around a campfire somewhere in the wilderness.
So you say it's a problem to bring him back.
Have you tried it before?
You have no faith.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have faith.
You don't have faith that Dan
faith.
Can bring Hitler back to life.
No, I don't. You're
but
right.
But you gotta
about.
Have faith. Yes. The faith. The faith.
If we had the guitars, we'd go right there.
Yeah, right into it. Right into it. But
I
have a lot
of faith.
I think it's worth a try.
No, it's not.
He's the greatest criminal in the history of the earth.
It's worth a claim. Wait a minute.
It's worth a try.
Whoa, he's the new Muhammad Ali.
I would say he's the worst.
I'm not sure that's correct.
You think that's the first thing he'll say?
It's worth a try to bring him back.
What is wrong with y'all's show right now?
To honor.
I don't know. I don't want to be on this show anymore.
Seriously. Look at y'all.
Got one guy
I am
on
the
left.
Only one who is distanced from
George
it the entire day.
He's exonerating Hitler.
No, I didn't. In your own words. In your words, I did. That's ridiculous.
And Craig called him the greatest criminal we've ever had.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310,
Wait,
the ticket.
I thought Ashley was still there.
Oh,
you know, was Ashley
still there?
Let's hope not.
I think she got hung up on.
She's got nothing but pepperoni. And marbled salami, on the other hand.
Hi, you're on the ticket. What do you got?
Okay, my name is Project Mary, and I'm
what?
In the
whoa, whoa, what?
Project Mary? You from the projects?
No, I'm not from the projects.
You know JJ and Thelma?
What did you call yourself?
My name is Pump Jack Mary.
Pump Jack Mary?
Pump Jack. Mary.
And
Pop Jack.
Mary.
What does that mean? What is Pop Jack?
Well, a pump jack, you know, in the oil field. It pumps oil.
Oh, okay.
Your meth lab accent is so thick we can't understand.
Yeah, no kidding.
I knew y'all.
Now, I'm Pop
accent.
Jack Gordo.
Oh, wow.
All right, what do you got for us?
Here I am, Babylon Boy.
Damn you!
Dang.
I got a backpack full of beans!
Hey, boys, listen, I got something important to tell you about the four H's.
Okay.
I'm insane now.
Yeah. Hitler, Hinckley, Harry Butt, and Half Deer. You guys listening?
Half Deer?
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys the first on-air self-anal probe you've ever heard. You ready? Here we go. Oh, yeah.
So you wanted to hang up on the ashes, right, George? So we could have this.
It's anatomies.
So first,
this explains.
Hitler doesn't pay anymore. He's paid enough.
Is it pain or pleasure? What do we know?
No one really likes this.
I'm dreaming of a rental car.
Shot.
What?
That is 47.
I got a story about shadow people. And
wait, hold it. What was the third H? What was the third H?
Harry Butt.
Really, Jake?
All right.
I'm dreaming of the guy getting in his rental car for the first time in the Metroplex.
Did he just vomit?
He hears this.
About the sports show.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. We have Mike Reiner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Exiting the campfire, leaning over.
Video.
Video.
Got it.
We may have a situation here.
He's walking away from the campfire, and he's leaned over.
Oh, no, Mike.
Oh, he's in the stirrups.
He's almost made it to. He's on a sixth one. He just has.
Go over to the half deer. That'll settle your stomach.
You need to get rid
Where's
of
half deer?
GD deer now.
You should put it on the end of the dock.
Half deer?
How you doing, Mike?
What we could do is like a YouTube video of
His eyes are watering.
Half deer to sitting on
he's
the dock of the bay.
Almost there. Here, let me see how much is left in the screen.
Is that the sixth one?
He's got like a half one left.
Oh, you're fine. Go on, slam it. Slam it.
It'll be better if you down one.
And then
more.
He's done?
This is too much on the day.
This is last beer.
Tommy Hunter goes on the disabled list. And
then drink a whole gallon of milk.
He's going to go just over an hour. He started 1 hour ago.
Wow,
he's got like three
off.
Shots left. Yes.
Three shots off. Left.
Major props for Mike Reiner tonight.
Well, he is really wincing.
So you're not upset he slept in the cabin?
This is like,
I don't care.
This is mile 26.
He's
spit over there.
Corby, you're missing this.
Crank up his mic.
Crank up video.
Ryan's, how you doing?
Corby, video? What are you doing?
Your mom.
Oh, my gosh.
No video.
No, you don't have to video.
If you're going to
see it.
Let's get audio.
He's so drunk,
he
won't remember.
The video thing was a terrible idea.
He won't remember.
We are in an audio medium.
Okay, hit it, Ryan. It's time to take another shot.
Hey, look.
Do the video with the night vision goggles.
George, let him do video. If you can exonerate Hitler, you can let Corby take video of my mom.
I have not done that tonight.
Roll the tape.
And I'm going to hit you if you say that one more time or if you don't get that deer the hell out of here.
Let's look at the things we've accomplished tonight.
Is that deer just laying over there?
Yes.
George has managed to do something that nobody in human history has done.
I have not done that
since 1945.
That up. Stupid. And all the Hitler talk all day long has been stupid.
What is that?
What's no?
No.
Oh, he doesn't want the microphone near him.
Yeah, he's a professional broadcaster. He doesn't want this carried live.
He's a professional broadcaster. He's down 60 minutes.
What number are we
Taco
there?
Period.
George. George.
That's what the stars do to give away free tacos.
What? That's really it?
Here's 56.
There's 56.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He will vomit after this one.
No, he won't. No.
If he vomits, you can start over. Somebody throw half
Mike Reiner vomit. We'll find out next.
Yes, I'm the tiger. Look at this.
He's going to finish in the break, dude.
Yeah, dude, what are we going to break for now?
We can't
go to break.
Jake.
Bail out. He's not going to finish
bail
the
out
break.
Order. He's going to vomit. We've got to carry his vomit live.
No break.
Don't go. Are we back, Jake?
We haven't broken yet.
Okay, good.
Oh, hello.
Who's here?
Hey.
I'm here to save the day.
Shoopy's here.
What number shot are you on, Mike?
Shoopy. Shoopy, is this bad?
Okay,
Shoopy.
All right, can you do supercalifragilisticexpialidocious right now?
No, I can't.
Let's hear you. Let's hear you try.
No.
Come on.
How about shot number 58 instead?
Yeah.
This is extremely impressive.
Shoopy, I'm impressed right now.
So what if you're leaving the arena and you want expert opinion on the Mavs game?
We're about to give it to you. Just
put
hold
this
on.
Into perspective.
Here it goes. Yeah!
Shot number 58.
Two more.
So impressive.
Two more.
Just do them now, Ryan.
Debt nearly paid.
Because it has been
more than that. 59!
Yeah!
Look at him. Oh. Oh.
He swallowed it and went back into the glass.
He's just got one more shot.
He came back.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Just be careful.
He's going to be okay.
Mike is walking over behind the tree.
He's fine.
Now, Gordon.
Let's stop talking.
What do Mike Reiner...
Get the hell out of here.
Come on, Ryan. It's one more and we're done.
You can do it.
Come on, Shoopy.
He's one shot away from inviting Greg back on the show.
Ryan.
So...
One more shot.
Grego, I'm sorry.
One more shot.
Will he drunk down Grego tonight?
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
He's got one more.
One more! He's got six beers in one hour, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'll get the microphone.
Yeah, don't let him in.
Much respect for Mike Reiner.
Don't vomit in there. Vomit out here. Vomit on me.
He's got to go pee, I think.
Talk to me, Shoopy.
Oh, no.
He's out.
He is
not.
Oh, no.
He's breaking into the cabin once again.
Yeah, now he's going to go sleep in there.
That's okay.
Okay,
so here's our chance.
How funny would that be if he just walked in there and went to bed?
He's drunk. He's going to go in there. He's going to lay on one of the bunk beds.
Yeah.
Let's kill him.
Why do you say stuff like that?
Oh, my God. Because we can't waste this opportunity. We're all the way out here in the country. We got to kill somebody.
He is an easy boss.
Let's just kill Eric the engineer.
What?
You already killed that deer.
I didn't kill the deer.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh, Norm's leaving.
Do we have a final from the AAC?
So, George, what do...
So I shoot Norm the back of the head.
What do Mike Reiner and Hitler have in common?
What?
They both paid off their debt.
Wow! Another weapon in the Hitler joke series. This is awesome.
High five.
Yes.
Okay, now Dan and Corby are high-fiving for the second time tonight.
Now you're doing two shows tonight?
Now, do you guys want to tell everyone what you high-fived over the first time?
What was it?
It was the worst bit of karma I've ever seen in my life.
No. Not that.
That says something.
No.
That's an off-air high-five. Yeah. But yeah, it was horrible.
Thanks, though.
Okay.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, after the Mavs postgame show, who's going to be left out here?
Not me, man. I'm beat.
We all got so much sleep last night. We should all be good.
Hey, revised weather forecast for tonight here.
Don't you dare.
Shut up.
Low 38. North wind 20. Stupid.
Well, you had informed me earlier it wouldn't be this windy.
Yep. All right, I'm throwing the deer on the fire.
You don't know.
Yeah. Don't throw the deer on the fire.
Let's just try it.
No.
It has died down. You
get rid of it.
All right, we'll still be here, right, George?
Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Let's go watch some hoop and let Mark
the
and...
The Mavs game's over?
Some hoop.
Who won?
Yeah!
Mavs, everybody's all worried about me.
Yeah!
Oh, no, Minnesota's real close. Come on.
Pow.
All right, them next.
Rich.
Us.
You
later.
Knew all along.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.